Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, a faith-based podcast where your story matters. Come on over, grab a seat on the front porch, and let's talk about the writing life.
Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, everyone. My name is Ann Harrison, and today I am pleased to bring to you, to introduce you to my special guest, Rich Lewis. Welcome to the show, Rich.
Great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being on the show. So first of all, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners and the viewers?
Sure. My name is Rich Lewis, and I have a site called silenceteaches.com. And it's been in existence for about 5 years, and it really focuses on centering prayer, which we'll get into, which is a form of silent, wordless prayer. It's considered meditation and a relationship with God. So my site's devoted to, you know, how to pray in this manner and the fruits and benefits that the practice can bring someone. So that's essentially who I am. The practice has been so helpful and enriching and life enriching to me that I simply want to share it with others in case it can help them as it has healed and transformed me.
Okay, so what inspired you to, because I asked this for writers, but I don't know if this would, if you want to take this a different way, that's fine. But what inspired you to become a writer and a teacher?
Sure. I would say the practice of centering prayer inspired me. So I discovered centering prayer in late 2013. I came across, I was perusing Amazon looking for a book to read, and I came across Healing the Divide, Recovering Christianity's Mystic Roots by Amos Smith. And as I was reading his book, he talked about a practice called centering prayer that he had been practicing for about 15 years. So that immediately intrigued me. So I began trying centering prayer. I reached out to him, and we've actually become friends to this day. So I began practicing centering prayer and reading other authors' books on centering prayer and just making it a daily mainstay practice for me. And then as a result of centering prayer, Amos actually had that book, and then he had a second book coming out in 2018. He encouraged me and challenged me to write a book. So he actually was kind of, I'll blame it on him, it's his fault, but I'm glad he did. He nudged me to write a book, and he kind of helped me through that process. So that's how I found centering prayer. And then the book was really to share my centering prayer practice and what it is and how it has healed and transformed me, and get it out in the world.
Oh, wow. Okay. So so tell us about the art of centering prayer, since that's mainly what you teach and what your book is about.
Sure. And the book is called Sitting with God, A Journey to Your True Self Through Centering Prayer. So it's about a little bit over a year old. It came out in August of 2020. So what centering prayer is, just to give people, I'll give them a quick history, and then I'll explain how you do the practice. Okay. So centering prayer has been around since the early 1970s. It was created by three Trappist monks. They saw other forms of meditation going on, and they wanted something for the Christian community. So one of the priests was reading a book called The Cloud of Unknowing, and as he read it, kind of a silent prayer method jumped off the pages as he read it. So it's about 50 years old. It's been, and how you do it is you sit silently and close your eyes. And then you introduce interiorly what we call a sacred word of one or two syllables. So it could be love, God, ocean, Jesus. And that signifies your opening to the presence and actions of God within during this time. And then as you begin engaging your thoughts, and what I mean by that is when you begin thinking about all the things you were doing before your sit, or you begin thinking about, well, what am I going to do after my sit, and what are all the errands I have to do? You realize you're no longer sitting with God, you're sitting with your planning and plotting. So you reintroduce that sacred word to come back to the present moment and the purpose of your sit of sitting with God, and let go of all your planning and plotting, and let go of the word too. So you only use the word when needed. It's not used as a mantra. And there's nothing wrong if there are mantra-based practices, but in centering prayer's case, it's not used as a mantra. So at a high level, that's kind of a quick history that it's about 50 years old and basically how you would do the practice.
Oh, okay. So like, for example, I'm a writer, so I could use the word, or is there a specific word you have to use, or is it just something that relates to your life, or...
You can really pick any word, but what you won't want to do is pick a word that's going to kind of stick in your mind, because the purpose of the word is not for you to meditate and ponder on the word. It's just kind of a placeholder to bring you back to the present moment when you're engaging your thoughts, because you let go of that word too. So, maybe a funny example, if you think of the word beach as a word to use, but you spend all your time thinking about the beach and how wonderful it would be, then that may not be the right word to use, because you're supposed to just use the word to come back to the present moment and then let go of your thoughts and let go of the word too. So you might want to use a word that doesn't stick so much, other than it's just used to come back to the present moment and you let go of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I see that. Yeah, I read your book and I was like, okay, so what word? You got a word that you can use and you got the word.
So, and you can use, and then you don't want to switch words in the middle of your sit. So you want to use the same word in the middle of your sit. Otherwise, you're planning, all right, what's my next word I'm going to use? So you want to use the same word. And then also, it doesn't have to be a word. Like if you're an auditory person, you might use a word. I discovered I'm more of a visual person, so I use an interior image to come back to the present moment. Some people are more physical people. They might use their breath. And then lastly, some people are worried they'll fall asleep. So instead of closing their eyes, they keep their eyes open and stare at a spot, maybe 5 or 6 feet on the floor.
I've got a question, because this is a curiosity thing. You say sure. For auditory, you can use a word. What if there's a certain sound that brings you to that state of peace? Can you picture that sound in your head and use that? Like a chime?
I think whatever works and makes the most sense for you is what you can use as your, I'll call it a sacred method. So maybe we say, it says sacred word, but it really just, we'll call it sacred methods. Whatever works for you to bring you back to the purpose of your sit, of just sitting with God and opening to the presence and actions of God within, knowing that you're not going to then ponder and meditate upon your sacred method. You're just using that to come back to the present moment. So yes, I think you can use whatever method works for you.
Okay. Because I know for me, you talk about having your silent sit in the morning. Sometimes when I get up in the morning, I like to have a moment of solitude to pray and to think and all of that. So it may not be the exact same practice, but I do like to have my silent moments too.
Sure. And that might be, like, for example, with centering prayer, I kind of do a bookends. Like I have some stuff I do before it, then I do my practice, and then I have stuff I do after. So that could be a bookend to a centering prayer practice too. So that's not centering prayer, but that is a method of contemplative method that you're doing, which by all means, keep doing it. I'm not suggesting you change it. So you could do that before a centering prayer sit and then do your centering prayer practice the way I described it, and then even do something after your practice as well and have a nice routine, for example.
Oh, okay. So any tips for somebody who's just getting started?
Sure. It's a discipline, and you need to, we come to our sits because we love God and we want to trust God during this time. We come with no expectations. So you have to discipline yourself to do a daily practice. So I tell people, make it the first thing you do in the morning when you begin your day, whatever day of the week that is. So, and take baby steps. So make it, for example, I guess I practice as much as possible. I do two a day of up to 20 minutes, but for someone new, that's might sound rather daunting. So make it the first thing you do, but make it 1 to 5 minutes and try that for a month and see how it goes. And then if you find this is a practice that resonates with you, increase the time to 10 minutes and 15 minutes. And then after you have that down, you know, add a second sit at some point in the day, and then do the same thing. Make it a few minutes and work its way up to 10, 15, 20 minutes for the second sit. And then perhaps after a couple months or so, you have a twice a day practice that, you know, that is very meaningful and enriching and healing and transforming.
Oh, okay. So where can people find you online?
The best place to find me is silenceteaches.com. You know, if they subscribe to my website, they'll get my free ebook on centering prayer, which is they can read in 5 to 10 minutes. And then if they discover they want to learn more about centering prayer, they can check out the book, which is also on my site as well, and read that if they'd like to. But silenceteaches.com is the best place to find me, with a lot of centering prayer resources and the free centering prayer ebook for those that want to just explore the idea of centering prayer.
Okay, so since we're talking about the word, the prayer and the word, do you have a Bible verse you'd like to share with us today?
I guess I would just say, which kind of goes along with it, you know, be still and know I am God is really kind of the perfect Bible verse regarding this, because that's what you do during centering prayer. You still yourself and open up to God within. So I would say, be still and know I am God, and just let that kind of ponder what that means to you over time.
Okay. So, and I know this was very interesting, a very interesting concept. Do you have anything you'd like to, is there anything I missed, anything you're working on in the future that you would like to talk about before we close?
I guess what I would encourage people, you know, check out my site, learn more about centering prayer. I love to engage people. So if they have questions, I have a contact page. They can reach out to me. On my website, I have, depending upon what social media platforms people are on, they can select. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. They can find what I do there and interact with me there. So if they have questions, I love to interact with people. So I would just simply encourage people to check out the site, try the free ebook. Feel free to reach out to me, because I love interaction. And I do a lot of guest speaking. So I've gone in front of a lot of church groups via Zoom. They'll have an adult formation group, for example, and they want to introduce centering prayer to their group. So I'm happy to Zoom into, you know, one of the meetings that a group may have and talk to them about what is this prayer that, you know, goes really all the way back to Jesus and before Jesus in the Old Testament, when you think about be still and know I'm God. So I'm more than happy to join a church group and do a Zoom call just to introduce an adult faith formation group to the practice.
Okay, so one thing I like to ask, and sure, if you don't feel comfortable doing this, let me know, but would you like to close us out in prayer?
Sure. That would be no problem at all. So Lord, I want to thank you for bringing me onto this podcast, and I hope that the message of silence and the silence of centering prayer was helpful for this community. And if it's a new form of prayer for these people, I certainly don't want them to eliminate their current ways of praying. Just simply consider adding this as another way of praying, of just, if you think about it, there's verbal prayer where we're talking to you, God, and then there's kind of meditative prayer where we're reading scripture and meditating on it and saying, what are you trying to teach me here, God? And then this is the type of prayer where we're just sitting with God and letting you love us and pray in us and feed our inner soul with what we need. So I just pray that this is a type of prayer that might be helpful for this community, for those that need it and are looking for a way to deepen their relationship with you. So thank you for bringing me on this show. Amen.
Amen. So we challenge you today to go out there and read, to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. Thanks for joining us on Inspirational Journeys. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit the notification bell so that you don't miss a video. Like the video as well to help others find it. Be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast, depending on what your podcast app is of choice, and leave a rating and review, because it also helps others find the show. And remember, your story matters. Have a blessed day, everyone. Hello, everyone. My name is Ann Harrison, and I am the author of the poetry book entitled The Spirit of Creativity, Inspirational Poems for the Creative at Heart. It is not only available in ebook and audiobook, but is also available in paperback via Amazon. So if Amazon is your favorite store, go to bookstoread.com/thespiritofcreativity, click on the Amazon store, and click on see all formats and editions, and there you will find all three formats: ebook, Audible, and paperback. So get your copy of The Spirit of Creativity, Inspirational Poems for the Creative at Heart today. Happy reading!
Hey everybody, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcasts on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Ann Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at AnnWritesInspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at AnnWritesInspiration and on Twitter at AnnWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.